Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Wednesday, 10 past 11. Well, 11 minutes past 11. It's time for this.
It's Relationship Therapy with Rachel Cook.
We do this every Wednesday in case you've just tuned into the show. It is Sex and Relationship Therapy, and we talk about all different types of topics. And a lot of the topics we talk about are things that you have emailed us about and wanted to be discussed on, yes, the national airwaves. We're going to talk about loneliness for a second. I don't know if you knew this, but in March, the US Surgeon General said that Americans are suffering from an epidemic of loneliness that can shorten their lifespan as the same amount as having 15 cigarettes a day. Isn't that insane? Ireland has the highest levels of loneliness in Europe, and that's according to a new survey. This is insane. We need to talk to Rachel Cook about this. She has all the answers, apparently. Hello.
How are you, Jen? How's it going?
It's good. Good to talk to you again. Did you miss me when I was off?
Oh, I did.
Lies.
It was so long.
Lies. Okay, the stats for the loneliness thing, it's just mind-boggling, especially, you know, Ireland has the highest levels of loneliness in Europe, according to this new survey. Can you just define for us what exactly is classed as loneliness?
Yeah. Okay, so loneliness is, well, it's basically this emotional state where you there's a difference between, you know, your desired and actual kind of social connection or social relationships. So that desire can be conscious or unconscious, but it's basically feeling isolated and disconnected from other people. And it can, you know, it's not the same as being necessarily as being isolated, because you can feel lonely even when you're surrounded by others. So many would say that it's actually to do with, you know, feeling as though someone doesn't know you, doesn't really get you, and that you don't feel sort of safe and cared for in a sort of network of people. So, yeah, it's basically that you're not sharing anything that matters with anyone else and that you don't have support. So I was really shocked as well, because this big survey, which was done about around, you know, there was 20,000 people were had data collected from them around Europe. And it's pretty shocking. This only came out literally, I think, in June, that Ireland was the highest by quite substantial amount. Like the average, the European average was 13% of people feel lonely most or all of the time. And Ireland had over 20%. It's mad.
It is crazy. What factors contribute to loneliness here?
Yeah. Do you know what? I think there's various things that happen, because also I would say, you know, especially in Ireland, people are particularly, you know, whether you want to call it friendly, whether you want to call it nosy, curious, you know, but generally tend to be more socially connected than some other cultures. So I wonder if it's partly about, you know, the effects of the pandemic, whether it's to do with the kinds of questions that were asked on a survey like that, that people were willing to admit also that they were lonely. But I would say, you know, there's a lot of factors, and a big one, I think, is how we live under capitalism, you know, where we don't have enough time basically to see family and maintain friendships, let alone create and nurture new ones. Now, obviously, in Europe, we're all living under capitalism, but I wonder if there's a particular quality to that in Ireland, because, you know, basically the survey doesn't really tell us exactly why that is. So, you know, it can be to do with changing family structures. It can be to do with migration, urbanization, even like the impact of historical events, you know, during kind of economic downturns and stuff like that. There's lots of things that can contribute, but we basically don't exactly know why that would be happening more in Ireland than elsewhere.
How does loneliness then affect mental and physical health? I mean, because in America, they're saying that if you're suffering from loneliness, this epidemic in America is the same as, it can shorten your life the same as having 15 cigarettes a day.
Yeah, so this is something that came out a few years ago, this idea that loneliness is as or more dangerous than like regular smoking, right? And it's pretty fascinating. Basically, loneliness causes such a strong, you know, stress to the immune system that you have increased risk of depression, anxiety, high blood pressure, stroke. Apparently, you're 30% more likely to have a heart attack if you're someone who's regularly lonely. It can also exacerbate existing health conditions, whether those are they're physical or, you know, emotional, mental, basically because it impairs your immune system, that boosts inflammation, which can lead to a number of problems like the ones I've mentioned, but also things like arthritis, diabetes. Now, that's not to say that loneliness is the cause of all of these illnesses. It's just that we've found through a lot of research that it's been linked to these things, even things like an increased risk of Alzheimer's in older people. You know, it basically affects how the brain perceives physical pain as well. So loneliness can be felt as physical pain, and it makes people more sensitive to physical discomfort. So if they're having things like headaches or muscle aches, they're going to perceive those as more painful than they might if they actually felt supported and socially connected. So it's pretty bonkers.
What do we know about gender differences then with loneliness? Did anything come out in this study?
Yeah, so basically from a few different studies, it seems to be that men are more likely to experience loneliness as a result of actually being socially isolated, meaning that they just don't have people around them. You know, as we know, we've talked many times about how, you know, there's this like kind of pandemic, epidemic, whatever, of men having very, very few friends and social connections outside of their partners and maybe their work colleagues. Whereas for women, I think, you know, probably mostly to do with how we are, you know, raised to be much more adept at having social connections and kind of creating that social glue, that we're more affected by emotional loneliness, meaning that we can have people around us, but we can feel as though we're not kind of understood, or what we're saying doesn't really matter, or that we just don't feel that connected to those people around us. So that seems to be the difference, where for men it's about literally not having people, and for women it's more about not feeling, yeah, kind of, you know, in community, yeah, or in friendship with those people.
And what about technology? How has technology, particularly social media, which we've been talking about a lot today, I'm sure that's impacted loneliness in a way.
Oh, big time, weird way. You know, it's like, we don't know what do we do about this? Because obviously very few people are just going to say, right, we're going to write off technology and just not use it. You know, obviously you look at Gen Z who've grown up with technology and being used to using dating apps and social media for connection. And on one hand, you know, especially for people who are marginalized, be that queer people, you know, people with disabilities, you know, there's loads of people for whom the internet has allowed, you know, relative ease of finding people like you in a safer kind of way. It can give you a sense of a bit of power where you might not have much power in your kind of daily life, but also, you know, you're not really getting to actualize your, you know, parts of your connection and yourself when everything is done online. Now, obviously having things like video and stuff can be much better than not having that. But basically, you know, a lot of us are doing a lot of our socializing online, or doing very minimal amounts of socializing, like sending, you know, a comment on somebody's Instagram post who we've never even met and they're never even going to read it. And on some level that registers as us having kind of reached out, but then the impact doesn't give us the kind of juice, you know, the sense of safety and connection that we actually are evolved to need. So then, you know, basically we go around feeling disconnected and lonely.
Yeah, it's so sad. What can people do to combat loneliness in their own lives, or help others who are lonely?
Yeah, so I think really it's engaging in regular communication, ideally face-to-face. Obviously, it can be over the phone, and if it needs to be, you know, through WhatsApp or whatever. But even just doing little things like sending each other voice notes instead of writing messages, you know, kind of, you know, participating in social activities. Obviously, we're still only getting our, you know, kind of stamina back up after the pandemic. So that's something that people are still kind of getting used to in some ways. And other people have absolutely thrown themselves back into it and are feeling kind of burnt out, but just sort of managing across the week, how many other people are you engaging with? Do you actually feel safe and comfortable with them? Do you feel sort of invigorated by being, you know, you're probably not going to feel enlivened by every single interaction around you in the week, whether that's your family or your friends or your work colleagues, but just, you know, kind of having an idea in yourself of, you know, which people kind of bring you that sense of connection. And you know, also if you need to seek professional help around this now, you know, I think what can often happen is that people go to therapists and end up using therapy long term, potentially as a crutch for actually, you know, instead of actually creating and maintaining social connections. But hopefully your therapist will be aware of that and also be encouraging you to get out and figure out, you know, if you've got social anxiety, if you've got, you know, something as strong as agoraphobia, which is, you know, the fear of being outside at all, you know, that you can work through some of that stuff with them. So really it's about just getting out and having face-to-face connections with people.
Face-to-face connections and check in on people. That person you haven't spoken to, well, reach out. I mean, life is busy. You're so right. And we get caught up with all of that. But even if you can't do just make that first step, right? And
big time.
Reach out. Are there government initiatives, online support networks or helplines available in Ireland for people who are listening who might be experiencing loneliness?
Yeah. There's lots of organisations and helplines in Ireland. For example, Alone provides the services and support for older people, and that has a helpline. And then there's been the government has initiated programmes like the National Positive Ageing Strategy and Keep Well, which aim to combat loneliness, particularly amongst older people, because that seems to be where, you know, although we have people across every age who report, you know, sort of some or kind of major frequent loneliness, it tends to be people who are older, whose, you know, families have moved away, who have maybe, you know, certain people in their social groups have maybe passed away. And so it generally tends to be older people who are often just not getting outside of their house other than maybe to do the shopping, although obviously people can just order that online. So people are often just not getting outside their house for literally weeks to months on end.
Oh.
So reaching out and just being aware of that and talking to people, because often it doesn't take that much to just have a bit of a pep in your step and feel a bit like, you know, the world matters and things are hopeful and you can, you know, do your bit and people are there for you.
Totally. Rachel, thank you so much for that. Rachel Cook is a psychotherapist and mental health consultant. She's here every week. She's also on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end. She's back next Wednesday because we do sex and relationship therapy every Wednesday. And next week, she's going to talk about orgasms.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.